Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of Elijah. Remember, Elijah, a man who was like us. And we were looking yesterday at the last passage in the Old Testament that mentions Elijah. Remember Malachi chapter 4? Let me read these last three verses. And these are the last three verses of the Old Testament. It says this: Remember the law of Moses, my servant, even the statutes and ordinances which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that it will not come, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse. And so you see this promise of God that Elijah is going to come before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now, that day of the Lord is exactly what it says it is, the day of the Lord. And boy, the scripture has a lot to say about that, you know, which we may cover that in detail some other time. We've looked at it under other subject matters, I believe. But anyway, I want to go into the New Testament now, because there's much that's said about Elijah there, and particularly this passage today is really, really, really interesting, okay? So this is out of Matthew chapter 11. We'll begin with verse 7. Let me see here. It says this: As these men were going away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. Now, this is John the Baptist. So Jesus is here. The crowds, the men are going away that he had just had an encounter with, okay? And it's always in Scripture, you know, you have to jump in the middle of the story, right? And here's what Jesus said: What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Verse 8. But what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who wear soft clothing are in kings' palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and one who is more than a prophet. So he's speaking of John the Baptist, and he's saying, yeah, John the Baptist was a prophet. And actually, John the Baptist was the last Old Covenant prophet. But he says he's more than a prophet. Verse 10, this is the one about whom it was written, Behold, I send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. And you say, well, where does that appear? Well, there's actually several places. And Matthew 3:3 had mentioned it before. For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. So Matthew had already mentioned in that writing that Isaiah had prophesied it. Isaiah actually said that in Isaiah 43. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway, our God. Malachi, who we saw in the last episode, had actually said it earlier in the third chapter. Listen to this. Malachi 3:1. Behold, I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. And then the Malachi 4:5 passage we just read a while ago, Behold, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. And then Mark and Luke and John also mention this, which we may chase those around a little bit later, okay? In other words, the other Gospels confirm this. Okay, well, that's great, but what does that have to do with John? John was a prophet, but more than a prophet. Then Jesus says, He's the one about whom, behold, I send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare for you. Well, look at Matthew 11:11 now. Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Boy, talk about a shift in kingdom mindset here. The one that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, there's no one that has been born of women that is greater than he. Verse 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. Boy, the people have struggled with that for years and years and years. The idea is this, that you enter into the kingdom of heaven by force, okay? It's not just something you just back into. You do it by faith, and you see in the balance of Scripture, by repentance, by confession, by calling upon the man. You take it that way, okay? You just don't sit there and say, oh, I think I'll do that someday, you know? Now, verse 13 gets to the hub of what we're talking about here. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, verse 14. And if you are willing to accept, John himself is Elijah who was to come. Verse 15, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Yeah, Jesus would say that kind of thing. You know, he'd say something profound and you're going, what in the world does that mean? What does he mean by that? And then he says, if you have ears to hear, let him hear. I think the Holy Spirit gives us ears to hear, okay? But he declares forthright, if you're willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah who was to come, is what the New American Standard says here. It literally means who is going to come, that John himself is Elijah who's going to come. So they were expecting the Jewish people for Elijah to return again because of what was said in Malachi. They were expecting Elijah to come before Messiah would come. As a matter of fact, when they have the Hebrew Seder service, and the word Seder means service, so you're always saying service, right? When they have the Seder, they would keep an empty chair there for Elijah in case Elijah showed up that evening. They were anticipating Elijah to come before Messiah. And what Jesus is saying here is, if you're willing to accept it, if you're willing to accept the word that I'm bringing, if you're willing to accept the kingdom, what I am presenting before you, then to you, John is Elijah. And John is the Elijah that was to come. Okay? John the Baptist is the Elijah that was to come. But it doesn't stop there, and we'll see when we get with the other passages in the New Testament. I believe that Elijah himself will come in the last days. I believe he's probably one of the two witnesses that you see in Revelation, okay? But Elijah himself will come. But for those who believe by faith, John the Baptist is Elijah who is to come. You have a spiritual, shall we say, fulfillment of this. You have a literal physical fulfillment when Elijah himself will come. And so Jesus is the one who says this. This is all red letters, by the way, okay? For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. And if you're willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah who was to come. That is a wild passage and a wild thought, is it not? Remember, though, Elijah was a man just like us. But he prayed. His prayer was based upon the Word of God and what he knew the Word of God said and what the Spirit was leading him to do. And because of that, it did not rain, because he said it will not rain. He did that based upon the Word of God. And then he says it's not going to rain until the Lord says it's going to rain. Then the Lord told him, say, okay, go down there and do it, and it will rain again. He was faithful. Tell you what, the fervent prayer of a righteous man will availeth much, as the Scripture says. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you again next time. Goodbye.